morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, Searching the Scriptures, to find the answer to the question, what does the Christian single life look like? At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will resume teaching the series from the book of Revelation in chapter 13. Please note in the insert in your bulletin that the ladies' Bible study groups will meet tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the evening. The northern group will meet at the Curley home in Fremont, and the southern group will meet here at the church. The men's Bible study group will meet Tuesday, April 13th at 7 p.m. at the Veloz home. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 106, verse 48. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. We will be singing the first and last stanzas now of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 36, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. Let's continue our worship with hymn number 460, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
Yeah.
please stand now as we sing hymn number 176, Break Thou the Bread of Life.
Please remain standing for prayer. Heavenly Father, we come into thy presence and the preciousness of the name of Jesus. How good he is to us. He lead us in the knowledge of the Almighty. And then, Father, not only we come to the Almighty and ask for forgiveness, we have a Savior who gave himself for us and therefore apply his justice and his work to our life so that we can be one with God. What a miracle. What a miracle. And so, Father, thank you. Thank you that now we know it and we have come to believe it. As a church body, we are encouraged to praise you. And we thank you, Lord, for our choir, for our congregation who sing praises to your name. We thank you, Father, that we still have the Word of God. Each Wednesday night when we read four or five chapters of the Bible together as a body, it is a joy to see the promises and to see the admonitions and to see the guidance of your Word. Doesn't matter what book we read, Father. We are now to start on the book of Judges. And we are just thrilled to see that the same truth is everywhere. Your book is consistent, is full of truth, and full of counsel, and we thank you, Lord. Father, thank you that you allow me to preach the word, and I pray that you gave me a humble spirit, a good understanding, so that your people may understand your word and follow. And if someone is here this morning without that assurance, without that seal of believing, how do we believe that the Holy Spirit and mercy will lead that person to believe in our Savior and in our Lord? We thank you, Lord, that you cover us with grace. And from time to time, we have people or family people who are sick. We pray for Edna, Telsman's Veloz mother. And we pray that you comfort her, you strengthen her, and that she be able to recover from this cancer situation. We have our friend and extended church, Stanley Nash in New York. And we pray that now he's home and recovery from his heart difficulties. And we pray, Lord, that he becomes strong and good to his wife, Elizabeth. Thank you, Lord, that we see today in the service Ann Pareto. She have a fall after fall. I think he's athletic. And so, Father, it's so good to know that even though we step into things and get hurt, you're still with us and still encouraging us, and to see her face smiling and being with us is a thrill to me as a pastor to see the elderly here in church. Thank you for Ann Pareto, her faithfulness and her consistency of life and her family. Thank you, Lord. We do have missionaries in our church, and we pray for Carol and Ruth Knott, for Eusebio and Maritza Perez, for David and Denise Rode, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendaño, for Martha Poretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Jose and Diane Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. Lord, thank you for each one of them. Thank you for their wonderful love for you and their dedication and their fields. And then, Lord, thank you for your people. From time to time, we get behind in our offerings and so on. But last Sunday, the offering was so good that we are level, and we owe no man anything. So thank you. Thank you, Lord, that from time to time, you show us that you're still alive and that you touch the heart of your people. There is one reason why we give, Lord. We love you. And that's the reason why we give an offering to you. We thank you, Lord, for this congregation who has kept this ministry alive for 28 years. We owe no man anything. And then, Father, we support our missionaries without failing one day in the 28 years. How faithful you are. And producing in your people the love to give. So thank you, Father. Once again, bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Good morning. Once again this year, many of you are familiar with the ministry Johnny and Friends, and they'll be hosting their yearly family retreat and summer camp at Mission Springs in Scotts Valley. These, I think there are two dates, June and July. Yeah. So each year there are many opportunities to minister to the families and the caregivers of families who've been afflicted by disabilities. So this last year we sponsored two short-term missionaries. One was Catherine Kong, and the other one was Stephanie Avila, and she's the daughter of one of our missionaries from Costa Rica. So this year, again, I think we have an opportunity to sponsor, again, two, maybe three people for the short-term missionary work for the duration of 1 week. So if anybody's interested, we already have one person who's inquired about that. But then there are other opportunities to serve there as well. There are single-day volunteer opportunities, and they would welcome those servants in any kind of capacity. And additionally, there's a list of items that they typically need, and even donations that could help them get through the summer. And there's a list of those that will be posted on the bulletin board. So any other information about what kind of things we could do or help out, we can see Dana Noriel or up on the bulletin board. So in your bulletins, there's an announcement. There's also some information there. But we have put up some other information sheets in the kitchen, and it talks about the qualifications. I think you have to be 16 years old. It talks about what kind of duties are involved, what kind of things they may ask you to do. So if that's of any interest to anybody to be able to serve, it's a wonderful opportunity to help out, to minister to those families who have to deal with disabilities in their families all year long. And so it gives them a break, gives us an opportunity to help them, to serve them, and to kind of make their life a little easier for a week so that they can just enjoy their time there. So for any more detailed information, please see Dana Noriel, and we look forward to an exciting ministry there. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, Joby. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Paul's epistle, to First Epistle to Timothy. And if you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1293. We will be reading 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word? 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. These things write I unto you, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for changing us from the dead to the living by the power of the Holy Spirit and bringing us to a knowledge of the truth, that truth that has no equal as it is revealed in the Scriptures. We pray that this local church would always remain faithful and obedient to our Lord in teaching the true gospel, and not deviate from nor compromise your truth and commands as written in the Bible. We thank you for your marvelous grace. Not to us, Lord, but to you be the glory. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him and guide him as he comes to expose those truths of Scripture which you would have us learn today. May we and those listening on the radio and internet and CD be not only listeners, but doers of the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?